the Dhammati of Bhante. It seems to me that in a lot of your teaching there are implications that still need unpacking and unfolding. I wondered if, for example, some of your teachings around the Theravada themes or the Vajrayana themes need to be pursued in more depth, and that people, if they wanted to, could pursue it in more depth, could follow particular tracks or routes, if they would find it useful. And if they would find it useful, they could be in more contact with direct original sources that you had exposure to. For example, the interest in the Anapanasati Sutra. And Bhante says, well, again, it depends what one means by teaching it in more detail. Mindfulness means mindfulness. So we'll just unpack that, shall we? And I think if we're not too careful, if we go into too much detail, we end up with scholasticism and reading various theoretical books on the subject with lots and lots of notes, but that does not have much bearing, perhaps, on the actual practice of mindfulness. So yes, if one reads books, well, obviously one is learning from books, perhaps the whole time. And if one wants to follow up the content of a book in that way with the teacher who has produced the book, without any detriment to one's loyalty to the order, that is fine, because one is trying, with the help of that person, to intensify one's practice of something that is already there. But I think, at the same time, nonetheless, that if you just concentrate on the practice of mindfulness yourself, you will discover those things anyway. So going back to David Smith's question around the SOBO and WBO, and whether we're compensating for our inadequacies by imposing a system that is rigid and uncompromising. Well, to be honest, I don't think we are very rigid and uncompromising, but anyway, I do think there are a lot of traditions that do have quite strong form to them. I remember when I went up to Fossil Hole, which is a Zen monastery, and it was a weekend retreat, and you have all these places laid out where you eat your lunch and dinner and everything, and you have a little name place. You know, your name's on the plate, and you sit down at that place every single day. And one of the guys that was in training in that situation accidentally sat down in my place, and I sat down next to him. So I did a very kind of Fatnandi thing. I said to him, should we just swap name tags? And actually, one of the teachers, one of the monks or nuns came up to us and they made us move our places. And I thought, oh, there is something in the form of this teaching which is to do with, you know, precision and surrender, which we don't have necessarily in our movement, but I was very respectful to what they had in their movement. So I think a lot of spiritual movements have quite a lot of form to them. I don't know if we have a lot of form to ours. Actually, I remember Ashwara Mani years ago, before she was ordained, we went for a little walk around Taraloka, and she said to me, she was very envious of Sudhaya at that point. They both become mitras together in Bristol, and then within a few months, Sudhaya moved to Taraloka, and Ashwara Mani was envious of this because she was at home looking after the children, earning a fair bit of money, and as a dentist, and living with her husband. And as we walked around the block, she said to me, it's all right for Sudhaya. Of course, she wasn't called Sudhaya there, but she said, it's all right for Sudhaya. She's able to just live at Taraloka, and she'll just take off. Me, I'll still be at home, doing my own thing, blah, blah. And I said, who knows what those conditions are going to do? Your conditions, where you are at this moment, might propel you in a way that you cannot anticipate. And Sudhaya might struggle at Taraloka in a way that she does not anticipate, which none of us anticipated, actually. And they were ordained within a couple of months between them, I think. So, as it was, it didn't make any difference, really. I think I was brought up quite a lot in my own family with a lot of emphasis on personal individual freedom. So I tend to look towards, you know, what the individual needs in terms of their own freedom. And this has been quite interesting in the Taraloka community because it means I tend not to set very much form around any of our structures. And recently we've had to look at that in the community and see, well, we are a community, and do we need to have more form in that situation? Do we need to say to ourselves, you know, we're going to meditate together, we're going to report in together, we're going to bring back some of these structures, because I'd let it go a bit more kind of loose, which is my own preference, I suppose. I'm a bit more off the grid in some ways.